This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card as the Twins look for a sweep in Texas. This week's coordinated business systems behind the batting cage needs very little setup as two National Baseball Hall of Famers in Paul Molitor and Rod Carew simply talk hitting.
Welcome to Behind the Batting Cage, and this week I am honored to have with me a very special guest, Mr. Rod Carew. One of the first things, obviously, I watched you a little bit when I was growing up and aspiring to be a major league player, and then I had the privilege of competing against you. But I remember somewhere along the way of watching a video of your swing, not in a game, but it was something that you put together to a music background that was just so smooth and fluid. And it kind of, to me, epitomized how you actually played the game, just how beautiful that swing was.
Well, you know, I was trying to do it for young players. They can watch something, listen to it, and learn some things.
Sure.
And it was fun doing it. And I had a lot of comments about the kids that were enjoying the video and stuff and learned a lot.
Yeah. So passing on the knowledge.
Yes. I think that's what we all have to do.
Sure. Well, you know, between you and me, we have 7 batting titles together.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have any, and you have 7, but I think 19, was it 77 when you made the push for 400?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that had to have been a special one.
I was really busy that year. You know, I wasn't dealing with the press, and I wasn't talking to them. So I used to go to Gene Mark and say, Gene, I come out here at 1 o'clock every day. Can you ask the guys if they would come a little bit early because I've got to get myself ready for a ball game? And he says, yeah. The writers didn't like it, but the team was more important to me than sitting down and talking baseball and talking 400. So, but it was a fun year for me.
I can only imagine. Yeah, you know, not too many people have that experience. They have trouble chasing 300 these days, Rod, you know.
200.
Yeah, 200, right? Yeah. Well, it kind of brings me to my next point is that after your incredible career, you did spend quite a few years teaching hitting, you know, with the Brewers and the Angels, and even now with the Twins, going to spring training the past multiple years and trying to help out our young players' development. What's your take on how guys are teaching hitting now as compared to those years where you were trying to pass on some of the things that you had learned through the game?
I think they're experimenting too much, and they're bringing more guys in from the college that have never played in the big leagues.
Analytics guys.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and I don't believe in it because they forget about the 6-2, which is the one upstairs that we mostly rely on. But I don't watch too many games. I watch the Twins games. And Rhonda would tell you, every time I see something, I'm barking at her.
Right.
You know, why are they doing this or why are they doing that? But it has changed a lot.
Sure.
I don't know how you felt, but striking out and lugging that bat back to the dugout, it was just a waste of that bat.
We took a lot of pride in not striking out, more so back then than they do now, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
The one thing that I notice is that some of the things, you watch the cage work and the guys developing launch angle and exit velocity, I don't know if that translates to real world games, you know? I just don't think we teach the efficiency we used to. Guys might run into a ball and it's fun to see Matt Wallner hit a bomb because he's got great bat speed. But there's still a place in those games that can be more efficient and more consistent.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know, the second base thing about, you know, starting a runner at second base after
You don't like that.
And guys aren't trying to move the guy over to third base. And I'm like, why can't you do that?
Sure.
And it's because of the analytics also, you know. They don't want you to give up an out to move a guy. And
they try to get that big inning instead of realizing the importance of maybe that one run. You know, we used to call that ABC baseball. A's the double, B's you get them over, and C you get them in. You
know,
that's how you build winning teams. Well, hey, man, it's great to see you as always. I appreciate you spending a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of your Hall of Fame weekend up here with your Twins Hall of Famers. I can only say thank you, man. Good to see you.
You too, pal.
All right, thanks.
Paul admitted after that conversation, it was the first time the two actually talked hitting philosophy. Love getting to hear that chat between two all-time greats. Behind the Batting Cage is presented by Coordinated Business Systems, Managed Network Services, Solutions and Software, Copy Print Video and Phone Systems. Coming up after the break, we switch from hitting to pitching as we focus on a guy that's played all types of roles in the Twins bullpen this year. That's next on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.